Thursday, 6:30 p.m. It started out like any other night.
Lynn, we're going to be late for the shower. Has anybody seen the yellow ribbon?
I don't know. What color is it? Ha! Yeah, I kill me.
Ha ha! You kill me!
Glenn, no arguments. It's time to get ready for bed, Kay.
Oh, sorry, Alf. Well, guess what? Play later.
Oh, wait. Here's that ribbon. But it's wet.
Forgot to tell you. You're out of floss.
Maybe there's a chance I can find some ribbon without meat on it.
Not in that drawer.
I might have some meatless ribbon in the garage.
Forget the ribbon. A blender doesn't need ribbon. Okay, you have Joanna's number, right?
We won't have any problem. Brian's going to bed. I've got a lot of reading to catch up on, and I'm sure Alf will find something to do.
Make sure he doesn't.
Oh, I'll get it.
Hey, don't worry about the old Alfer. Channel 9's running psycho. Oh, by the way, we're out of popcorn.
I'll put it on the shopping list next to floss.
No chance to run out now and get it, I suppose. Right. I'll just see if I can scrounge a few kernels from the sofa.
Ready. What do you think?
I love that dress.
Thanks. Willie, we're leaving.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. That was Herb from the office. The computer's down. He can't access the files. I've got to go in and reload the backups.
You have to go now?
I've got no choice. The budget's due tomorrow.
Oh, honey, we can't leave Brian alone.
I'm here.
Well, maybe I could take him with me.
It's a school night. He goes to bed in 10 minutes.
I'll stay.
Well, you can't. You're in the wedding party.
I'm not.
This is just great. What are we going to do now?
Hello. How about me?
For what?
To sit with Brian.
What do you think?
Do I think we should let an alien from outer space watch Psycho while our son sleeps in the other room?
Hey, no problem. Just leave me the keys to the liquor cabinet.
Monica will be here in 5 minutes.
Thank God.
Bye.
Bye.
So, this is my prison for the night.
That's not a prison. It's our bedroom.
One man's bedroom is another man's prison.
Well, there's plenty to keep you occupied. We've got magazines. This is a jigsaw puzzle.
It's broken.
That's the object. You're supposed to put it together.
Why? I didn't break it.
Here's your favorite comic book. Shauna, Mistress of the Universe.
I don't want Shauna. I want Mrs. Bates.
Alf, we'll run Psycho another night, okay? Now, if you can just promise that you can stay completely away from Mrs. Akmanek, then maybe in the future we'll let you babysit.
Don't toy with my emotions, Willie.
I'm not. Look, Alf, you think you can keep your end of this bargain?
Mrs. O will never know I'm here. I'll get it.
Aw, Alf.
Just kidding, just kidding. Come on, where's the fun around here?
Oh, you're a lifesaver, Mrs. Akmanek.
Oh, please, it's Raquel. And it's my pleasure. Trevor's watching some stupid ball game, so this works out just fine. Channel 9 is showing Psycho.
So I hear.
Willie, Have you been having trouble sleeping lately?
No, why?
Well, far be it for me to pry, but recently it seems your TV has been on awfully late.
You know, now you mention it, I really have had trouble sleeping lately.
But you know, I couldn't help but notice how much garbage you've been putting out lately. Well, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you've been taking in boarders.
You know how it is when I can't sleep, I eat.
My Trevor is the same way. Is this a new lamp?
Mrs. Agmanic, I really have to go now. Here's the number. I'll only be gone a couple of hours.
Don't worry about a thing.
Oh, and please stay out of the bedroom, if you don't mind. It's kind of a mess.
Whatever you say. Please stay out of the bedroom. Does he think I am, a snoop?
Thank you. The room seems very nice.
Yes, it's kind of stuffy. Let me open the window.
Why, thank you.
Meanwhile, in the bedroom, I was just finishing the jigsaw puzzle when I heard the haunting strains of the movie I so desperately wanted to see.
Thank you very much. You've been very kind. I was wondering, is there a diner or a cafe open that's nearby? No,
I was wondering whether you'd like to come up to the house and have supper with me.
Why? That would be very kind. If you're sure it's not an imposition, really, I know you weren't expecting company.
Oh, no. On the contrary, I'd be delighted.
Well, I'd like that very much. Thank you.
Why don't you freshen up?
I learned one thing about eating jigsaw puzzles. An hour later, you're hungry again. Yo, Pizza Barge! Yeah, I'd like to order one large special, The Works, to travel. 167 Hemdale. Grazie. Oh, listen, could you leave it by the oak tree in the backyard? I don't know, I'm superstitious.
Lee, is Kurt with you?
No, Mother, I won't.
She's not crazy. Oh.
I decided to go outside and wait for the pizza. Big mistake.
Trevor, get over here quick. I think there's somebody else in this house. Trevor, what took you so long?
The Dodgers batted around. Now, what's so important that I have to leave the game?
I think there's somebody else in this house. I heard a scream.
Don't wake me up when you come home.
It wasn't the TV. The scream I heard came from the back bedroom.
Maybe it was the cat.
No cat would scream like that.
Maybe it was in heat.
It sounded like a human scream, and it came from this room.
All right, all right. I'm going in. If I don't come back, You can start dating.
I've already tried it. It's locked. Now it's open.
What are you narrating this?
Scanning. Willie even told me to stay out of this room. Look in the bathroom.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hey!
Trevor, what is it?
They got one of them cushioned toilet seats. Let's get one, Raquel. I'm tired of living in the dark ages.
Just check the window, will you?
There, it's locked. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going back and watch the Dodgers blow a big lead.
As for me, my only thought was to get back to my room and rake myself. A light snack would hold me over until the pizza came. Unfortunately, Lucky had the same idea.
Pizza barge. One super Sicilian. That's me. Here's your pizza. Sorry I couldn't leave it by a tree. It's against company policy.
I don't understand.
Well, you see, the last time we left one by a tree, a squirrel died.
No, I mean, I didn't order a pizza and I refused to pay for it.
Lady, it's already paid for. House account.
Oh, well, in that case.
What about my tip?
Is this enough?
Huh, sure. In some states, I can still make a phone call.
States, I could still make a phone call. Trevor, did you order a pizza and have it sent over here?
What are you talking about?
Well, the strangest thing just happened. A pizza arrived already paid for.
You're telling me you got a pizza there?
That's right.
I'll be right over.
Trevor, you're not going to believe this, but it's gone.
What's gone?
The pizza.
You didn't even leave me a slice.
I didn't eat it. It disappeared. Trevor, something's going on in this house between the noises and the screams and this pizza thing.
What are you talking about? There's a pizza over there on the counter.
Well, I'll be go to the market. It's back.
I'll be go to the market?
Yes, it's back.
Delicious. Could be a little hotter.
Trevor, can't you stay here and watch the game? I don't want to be alone.
Take it easy, Raquel. I haven't seen you this bad since the eclipse.
Fine. Then you tell me where the pizza went.
I'll do better than that. I'll tell you where it's going.
I had done everything I could think of to pass the time. One thing was certain. Blue was not my color.
No, Mother, you have to.
Hello?
What are you doing answering the phone?
I live here.
Where's Mrs. Akmanek?
She lives next door.
I know she lived. Where is she now?
I don't know. Last time I saw her, she was giving away my pizza.
I called to speak to Mrs. Akmanek.
Just a minute, I'll get her.
No, don't move out of that room. I'll call back.
Your dime.
Kids.
Hello?
Why do you keep answering the phone?
You keep calling.
Is everything all right?
Everything's fine. Oh, and the cat's going to be okay.
The cat? What happened to the cat?
I closed the refrigerator door on his tail.
What were you doing in the kitchen?
Well, I had to break in the back door after I fell out the window.
Where are you now? What are you doing?
I'm in the bedroom wearing a blue dress.
Don't move from that spot.
Where would I go? I don't have the right shoes.
I'm coming home. I should have locked him in the garage.
Kids.
Brian, is that you?
Operator, this is an emergency. What's the number for 911?
And then it happened. He came into my life. At first, I thought it was Santa Claus. Then it soon dawned on me. Santa probably wouldn't smell of cheap wine. Besides, he was beginning to fill up his bag with stuff that didn't belong to him. I was scared stiff, but I knew I had to do something. I realized for that moment, I was the man of the house. Excuse me, sir, but may I have a word with you?
Who said that?
I did. Can you take some constructive criticism? What you're doing here is wrong.
Must be one of them talking dolls.
Oh, yeah? Ever have a talking doll rip out your voice box?
Evening has been a nightmare.
So I heard.
No,
Mrs. I
don't know what's going on here. I hope the police get here soon.
Police?
Oh, weird things have been going on in this house all night, especially in your bedroom.
Lynn, take Mrs. Ockmonic into the kitchen and give her some tea.
Okay, Mom. Come on, Mrs. Ockmonic. Would you prefer herbal tea or regular?
I'd prefer scotch.
So, how was the shower?
What in the world? Alf, what are you doing in my dress?
Sorry, I thought it was Lynn's.
You've really done it this time. Any semblance of faith or trust I had in you is gone.
I could explain.
What could you possibly say that would explain what's happened in this house tonight?
Tonight, I set a thief on the straight and narrow.
What are you talking about?
Willie, my jewelry box is missing.
So are my good gold cufflinks. And my good watch.
And my antique cameo. Where are they?
Probably being pawned.
Wait a minute. What? Look. There really was a thief in this house tonight, wasn't there, Alf?
Two of them. One took your jewels, the other took my pizza.
The police are here. What'd you do, Alf?
Sure, blame the guy in the dress.
No, don't make a sound. Stay right here and take off that dress.
All right, but I feel it only fair to warn you. I'm not wearing anything underneath.
Mr. and Mrs. Tanner, we're responding to your call. Can you identify this property?
That's my jewelry box.
Those are my cufflinks.
This man chased our car for 2 blocks, claiming he had stolen this merchandise.
I did. I swear I did. I deserve the maximum penalty.
Relax, pal. If you'll come down to the station and fill out a report, you can reclaim your property if you want it.
Yes, we do.
Fine. Let's go.
Ask him. You said you'd ask him. Now, ask him.
This man claims he saw some hideous creature with a huge nose.
Wearing a blue dress.
He says it talked to him.
It did. I swear it did.
Thank you, Lynn. I think I'll be going home now. Excuse me?
Well, at least he can't plead insanity. Good night.
Willie?
I know what you're thinking, but we got through it. Everything's all right. Everything's back to normal.
Hey! Can somebody unzip me in here?